There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug is that he's a sensitive new age guy. So here I am waiting for the pillar to drop on my head as the April Fool's circumstances present themselves. The terrorist in charge is Rich McFadden.
Hi, how you doing?
In our studio in Washington, the control room, and there's Ken Kessler. The two of them have cooked up something, I'm sure of it. Just wait, ladies and gentlemen. April Fools. Richie, we never do Pat Boone anymore.
Yeah, no. That's funny how that happens, isn't it?
All Fools Day. Remember Poor Robin's Almanac? Poor Richard is what most people know, but Poor Robin started before Poor Richard. 1760 was the year. The 1st of April, some do say, is set apart for All Fools Day, but why the people call it so, not I nor they themselves do know. Do you know what an April Fool is? Is the person who gets tricked or the person who is the trickster, the April Fool? Somebody you trick into doing or saying something foolish. Somebody you make out to be a fool. So this is what happens and will happen through the day today if you decide to become a victim of a prank. Last year we had a good one. Meredith and I were driving back from Florida, and we stopped at WMEL, and the rest, as they say, is history. You were talking about it the other day. It's fun, a neat sort of a thing. April Fool's jokes, a lot of things go on in the world of sports. Coming along with some of the pranks, Richie.
Yeah.
Richard Branson, the chairman of Virgin Group, said the company is moving to Branson, Missouri, because it's his namesake.
I bought the sound.
Virgin America will start flying to Branson. Company plans to build a new resort there. Branson also said that Virgin Active, the health club chain, will offer a new workout program using hay bales and wagon wheels. He went on to say that his water filtration business called Virgin Pure will triple filter the town of Branson's water. That way, he said, I will always be able to enjoy the perfect tasting cup of tea whenever I'm in town.
Oh,
Branson even name-dropped the town's biggest celebrity, Dolly Parton, claiming Virgin will name its latest plane after her classic Jolene from 1973. This apparently was in the works for a number of weeks. Branson said in a blog post dated March 16th, he became interested in the city of Branson after he learned that a long-lost relative had actually founded the town. I think that's true. Maybe it isn't. I easily am hoodwinked, as Richie will tell you, by some of this stuff. For example, the first time I saw that Chang was going to launch the world's first gluten-free gluten, I looked at it twice and said, really? that sounds like a great idea.
It's like sugar-free sugar.
Right. Exactly. Let's see here. Qantas has announced it's finally putting a U in its name, ending years of spelling headaches for the people who didn't know how to spell Qantas. They Q-U. No, they're not doing that. But Nissan has solved the expense around buying a car by introducing its do-it-yourself 3D-printed kit for making a car. That sounds very cool. By the way, did you see this business about the 3D? What did I see the other day that was really pretty amazing? Those of you who are into 3D stuff, what the heck did I do? There's an amazing story about something being made out of, I don't know what the heck I did.
You see they have 3D tattoos now?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I saw a picture of it yesterday on Facebook. It is crazy.
I know what it was. This is they're building 3D printed rifles now, and a group of gunsmiths at printedfirearm.com, which is a website devoted to 3D printing of guns, announced one of its members successfully developed a lower receiver for a Colt rifle. The receiver for the Colt, which is considered to be a much stronger brother of the AR-15. This is a CM-901. I don't know the difference one from the other. They normally cost about $500. It's going to be a lot cheaper in the XYZ Da Vinci printer. Anybody understand all this? They're using it. NATO apparently used this in a firing range as a test gun. A printed gun being used at a firing range. How in the world?
Yeah, that kind of freaks me out a little bit.
I think it's cool.
But it's just getting a printed gun through a metal detector, easy, no problem.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
That's the only thing that freaks me out.
All right, Richie, I was just talking about Nissan. How about we do some car talk? We have time for a minute or two of car talk.
Okay.
When we need car talk, we have car talk. Volvo. This is actually pretty good news today, and I don't think it's an April Fool's joke.
No.
It says the next major foreign plant will be built in Spartanburg, I believe. Spartanburg, South Carolina? No, BMW is there. They're going to build a plant down south someplace. They said they'll spend $500 million on its plant, fulfilling its ambition to be a truly global car maker. The short list of potential locations are all in the south in right-to-work states. And that's why I make that reference to the Mercedes plant that's in Alabama, a BMW plant that's in Spartanburg. I drive by a plant often, and I'm trying to remember where it is. It may be in Arkansas. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. There's a big Honda plant there, I believe.
You know who owns Volvo now?
No.
I don't. Chinese.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well,
so, let me see. It went from Ford.
Yeah.
I think it went to Tata.
Saab. I don't think Saab owned it. Saab owned.
Well, GM owned Saab. And then they closed it.
Oh, that was right. Yeah. Maybe you're right. Ford did. Yeah. Okay.
So Ford owned Volvo. And then I thought they sold it to Tata. And then I guess, which is India.
Yeah.
And then I guess they sold it to China. So it's owned by Chinese now.
Kia has also gotten in on an April Fool's prank with its Smile to Start technology, a new keyless car that starts when you get in it and smile. April Fools! Toyota plans to use the New York Auto Show to introduce a extension to the crossover line. It's a new hybrid version of the RAV, the RAV4. They have the Highlander hybrid now, runs on both electricity and gas. The RAV4 had a plug-in version that was dropped after last year. Tesla said it wouldn't supply the batteries anymore. Toyota is showing a hint of the look of the new RAV4. Makes its debut, I think, this week at the show. So if you like Toyotas, I don't happen to be a Toyota fan.
I'll tell you what.
People are, man. There are a lot of people buying those cars.
One of our weekend shows here at the network called The Drive, car show with hosted Alan. By Alan Taylor.
Yeah.
He's on Kelly and Michael all this week, premiering some of the new cars at the New York Auto Show.
Yeah.
And yesterday he was on doing the new Lincoln Continental.
Really? How does it look?
Wow.
Really?
Doug, wow.
Yeah.
You have
I've
got,
always liked
is,
Lincoln's. Actually.
No, man. This is something like, it is so futuristic.
Really?
So cool. It's got like 4 bucket seats in it that have like 35-way movement. It's got a glass roof in it that you can turn light or dark if you want to block all the light. The whole roof is glass.
Mm-hmm.
It's got iPads that pop up out of the consoles.
Really?
It's just, it is slick. It's got air-conditioned seats. I mean, this thing is cool.
Yeah. The newer Rovers have air conditioning seats, and they're funny. I mean, you got getting used to it. You push it with like air conditioning, you get the heated seats is nothing new, but the air conditioned seats are really something. look out below is probably a good phrase. The poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you how you feel about April Fool's Day. A, I love pranks. Giving and receiving. B, it's fun as long as it doesn't get taken too far. C, it's okay, but some of the pranks are cruel. D, it's boring, the same jokes every year. E, I don't think there's anything funny about intentionally tricking people. And that's a little serious, but have your fun. Tell us what you think. The poll at DougStephan.com.
Nothing rivals the utility of a $3.99 bucket from Napa. It's a step stool, a tool carrier, fill it with icy bevs, and boom, cooler. It even gives you 20% off all the stuff you can fit in it. And for every bucket sold, we'll give a buck to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So fill her up and get 20% off. There's no other bucket that can do that. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. And participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Some restrictions apply. Minimum 3 items per bucket. Offer expires 4/30/15.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting notice happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Haven't filed your taxes yet? Remember that some of the things that you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. For example, travel to help your favorite charitable organization may be tax deductible. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget about them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm always talking about songs and what I hear or see that reminds me of a song. Let's do it. Richie's doing it. Kenny's doing it. Jennifer's doing it. We're all taking heed in terms of our body from the information that's in this book. I gave Kenny a copy of this book the other day, Beat the Odds, so you can learn how to harness the power of beats by using super beats. Ken, did you start using them yet?
I have not.
You have it. All right, so get to
dude,
it. So
the next you've time you've got to get on it. It's, I got mine right here. Stuff. Right here. Yeah. That's it.
I heard. Yeah, right. That's proof positive.
I just bumped my super beats right into the mic.
Right. Super beats are the easiest way to get the natural delivery of the antioxidants, the electrolytes, dietary nitrates. Nitrates convert to nitric oxide in your body. That's the secret to keeping your body working, healthy and strong. Blood to your muscles, to your organs, to your brain,
and energy.
Lots of energy.
Yeah.
Super beats. Richie's on it. You can hear the energy in his voice. I'm on it. You can hear the energy in my voice. Get on it yourself. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. I've been practicing that, Richie. DougLikesBeats.com.
Very good, though.
You get a free 30-day supply when you have a regular order. You'll get this book that explains how the beats work and why it's so significant and so cool. You'll love it. 800-655-4183. You really will. The way you feel, the way you wake up. Take it first thing in the morning. Get a good start of the day. 800-655-4183 or DougLikesBeats.com.
Music.
music, one of life's greatest pleasures, has tremendous power. The power to bring a tear to the eye or to quiet a racing mind. Music also has the power to heal and has been used through the centuries to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve stress and chronic pain. Now, Michael Turrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project. These frequencies were uncovered in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. Now, you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home or office. It's a new year. Give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit 44wholetones.com and get a free sample. Visit 44wholetones.com today for your free sample. That's 44wholetones.com. 44wholetones.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BIDBIT.co. BidBit.co.
Get this. Well, maybe not. Everybody's going to recognize the tune from the movie Chariots of Fire, but you got to identify the Greek composer who's responsible for this in our One Hit Wonder contest. So, who is the artist responsible for Chariots of Fire? Identify that, and you win a CD full of One Hit Wonders.
All right, everybody start running in slow motion.
3023684, right, exactly. From Cherry Tavai. Who doesn't have the imagery of this in his mind already? You got it. Right? But you got to tell us who it is that's responsible on the piano for this. Self-taught musician, said to have started composing at the age of 4. This was the number one song during this week in 1981. So if you know who it is, 888-302-DUG is the action number. We'll let it establish itself for a minute here with you, okay? One of the things I hear most often from people about this contest is they love the memories. They love remembering these songs. Most everybody remembers most of them, and they don't remember that they were actually one-hit wonders, which, frankly, marks about half of what the music industry is all about. One person or a group having one song, and that was it. They had their 15 minutes of fame. So who is this? 888-302-3684. This fellow refused to take traditional piano lessons, played songs on the piano from his memory. He learned how to use the ivory by playing with it and figuring it out. He studied painting at the Academy of Fine Arts in Athens. He still practices there today. In the 60s, he was one of the founding members of the pop group The Four Minks. They released 9 hit singles in Greece, formed a progressive rock group in the 70s called Aphrodite's Child. They produced a hit single in France called Rain and Tears. Then he moved to London in the late 70s, set up his own studio to produce a string of electronic albums. In 1981, he wrote and recorded the score for the motion picture Chariots of Fire, which, remember, back to the 1924 Olympics, that was the scene. Again, most of you have this in your brain at the moment. You've got the imagery from the movie. As a matter of fact, the movie won the Academy Award for Best Picture that year. He won the Academy Award for Best Musical Score The single Chariots of Fire released and shot to the number one spot in five weeks. Excuse me. Stayed there for a while. Steve Jobs chose Chariots of Fire to introduce the Macintosh computer. He went on to do a few more films, but never had another top charting single. Who is this man? All right, Richie, finish it off well. Nicely done. All right, let's find out who knows who that is. This is Dennis in Lake City. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, and how are you guys today?
I think we're all fine. I can only speak for me. I never speak for Rich. I never speak for Ken. But I think we're all doing well, thank you. And it sounds like you're doing well. So who do you think this is?
If I can pronounce this correctly with my southern drawl, Dravos Lagardesis, something like that.
No.
No?
No. Let me see. No.
No.
All
right.
No, but it's kind of close because you have a couple of the same letters.
Yeah, right. We get
other than that,
it's from the same alphabet.
That's
all right. Dennis, thank you, though. It was nice to have you here. Steve, what do you think the name of this fellow is?
Vangelis.
Vangelis. V-A-N-G-E-L-I-S. Vangelis. What do you remember about, what frame of the movie came into your mind when you first heard the song?
Just the Chariots of Fire. Running slowly on the beat.
That's the only thing anybody remembers from that movie. All right, yeah. Steve, good. You're going to get one of our CDs full of one-hit wonders. Appreciate the call. Have a wonderful day. Hold on a minute. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. People are often asking me why our dogs lick us, and there are many, many different reasons why dogs lick. But here's a reason a lot of people may not be aware of. Dogs lick to learn about us. Smell is one of your dog's strongest senses, but they learn a lot from what they taste as well. That's why they lick other dogs' ingredients and why they lick people in the wild. For example, wolves lick their wolves' mouths to determine if they've eaten and what type of food is nearby. So it's important to understand why our dogs do certain things. What they taste when they lick you tells them about your chemical composition, which can clue them to other things about you. Human hormones and chemicals vary based on everything from our health to our mood. So they may be able to tell a lot more about our state by being licking us. And it's so true. In other words, when my dogs lick me, I think it's okay. I let my dogs lick me. Some people don't like it. It's up to you. But it's a way of the dog finding out more about you. So I say, let him lick away. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Today on the Good Day program, discovery consists of seeing what everybody has seen and thinking what nobody has thought.
I think there are excellent words in there.
Discovery consists of seeing what everybody has seen and thinking what nobody has thought.
Put that to work for you in one way or another. It's April Fool's Day, 33 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, Dudley. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, here to salute all of you who are foolish enough to be listening to this program for as long as you do. Those are the true April Fools. Ken Kessler is here to chuckle and to also give us food for thought because he's the smartest one of the group. So, Kenny, you'll have to tell me what you think about the announcement coming from the world of genetically modified food. This is the way this is being presented. A paper presented from the folks at Del Monte, where they've engineered a new pink pineapple with lycopene, which is an antioxidant that may have a role in preventing cancer. What did you say, Richie?
It's in tomatoes.
Yeah, it is in tomatoes. Matter of fact, okay, so that's the next thing that they've come up with. Other than the pink pineapple, there is a new heart-healthy, say it again, Doug, heart-healthy purple tomato. And now they're working on a formula for less fatty vegetable oils because we all know how good vegetable oils are for you. But because they have so much of this and it's so cheap to manufacture, they're trying to come up with a way to have you convinced that vegetable oils are good for you instead of not being good for you. You don't cook in vegetable oils. Not good at all.
Olive oil, coconut oil.
Yeah, that's good.
Grapeseed oil.
Yeah, but we're not talking about canola. You don't want to cook with that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, this is on the heels of the announcement that they're going to be growing apples that don't brown and potatoes that don't bruise. So Monsanto and the other companies behind these foods, hoping that you will be attracted to these foods because of the so-called health benefits and overlook the concern that you have if you've got any brains about genetic engineering. Is that a little too harsh? And by the way, this is not April Fool's, although it could be. There are new blueberries on the market that are bigger and puffier, and supposedly if you eat a lot of them, it will lower the risk of cardiovascular disease. Blueberries do that. Most berries, blackberries, raspberries, all that stuff do. If you eat, you know, a good number of them, they're very good for you. So who thinks this is a good idea or not? 888-302-3684. But, wow, what did you find?
Did you hear the report that came out yesterday linking pesticides and fertility issues?
No, that's only if you drink the stuff. Remember the guy who...
No.
I'm being facetious. No.
Right. They're saying the berries and spinach, the pesticides on them are... Yeah. They found they did a study. It was only about 150 people that were having problems with fertility issues, men.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They found that that the pesticides had lowered their fertility, their sperm count.
Yeah, that's good.
155 men were being treated for
Boston
fertility.
How about that population? That's population control. That's good. We need to cut down on the population. We should spray it over in India. That's where their biggest population boom is. Eight. The average family in India, 8 children. 8. Do you know how that will... The world is going to stop spinning if we keep having babies at the rate we're having.
You're going to throw it off balance.
Off balance. So there seems to be...
Hold on a minute.
Yep.
The men who ate the fruits and vegetables with the high pesticides had a 49% lower total sperm count and 32% fewer sperm were not normally shaped.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Look at what we're doing to ourselves.
I know. Okay, so here's an RX for this. Those of you who like grapefruit, good for you. One of the chief properties of grapefruit is that it aids in the fight against infections. You have that in your system, and you have a cut or something, plus the fact that the seeds in a grapefruit, if you can find a grapefruit anymore, the reason I'm bringing this up is because it's almost impossible to find a grapefruit or an orange that actually have seeds in them anymore. People find the seeds inconvenient, so they have bred... using hybrids, bred the seeds out for two reasons. One, because it's inconvenient, but more importantly, it used to be that you stick an orange in the ground and an orange tree would grow. No more. They want you to buy orange seeds for orange trees. Cranberries, healing and treating urinary tract infections. I think that's common knowledge, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pineapple, enzymes contained there are alternative treatments for cancer. More and more people are getting that. Anyway, there are lots of these bits and pieces around. Most of the websites now have great health sections on them. One of the things that's hard, though, is to believe what is actually there. You know, there certainly are going to be a lot of things that show up that are influenced by the money that the people spend to advertise online, the same as on the radio or television. Same kind of thing, frankly. The stats are out. Richie was doing statistics a moment ago. Stats on the number of people being sentenced to death around the world. 2,466 people in 55 countries were condemned to death last year. That's a 28% jump from the year before. Why? Why? And some of these countries, in China, you get executed for almost anything. In China and other places, Singapore, let's see, some of the countries in the Middle East, you do well, more in the Middle East if you get a punishment that befits the crime. If you're a thief, they cut your arm off. You know, that kind of stuff. Singapore, well, I don't want to tell you what they do if you're unfaithful. At any rate, you get the point. Things are, we debate and discuss in our country all the time whether there is need for capital punishment, what do we do with people who are habitual criminals, that kind of, because whatever we're doing isn't working. We can all see that. A fool can see that the criminal justice system is not working, doesn't, because there are too many repeat offenders. And you heard earlier this week the whole deliberative process here in California. They want to build more prisons because there are more people who are on death row. They want to have one prison just for death row prisoners because they don't have enough room for them. And when asked, a judge, or I think it was Ninth Circuit, undertook an examination of the prison system and housing because a request had been made by the state to put death row inmates, two of them, in the same jail cell, and they got sued by some lawyer who represented a death row inmate who didn't want to have anybody in the cell with him, and the lawyer somehow or other found some old law that prohibited having more than one person in a cell if you were condemned to death. Really? That's important. It's important to give the people who are condemned to death what they want. Don't you think? Who's in favor of that? Raise your hand. Doesn't that make great sense? Alright, so I guess I better talk about something that Richie is interested in. The average pay. When's the first game? This weekend, right? Isn't it the
first baseball game? Monday.
Yeah. Monday. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Exhibition games on Saturday.
Going to be played in the snow? Where's the first game being played?
I don't know where the first game is. I know I'll be at the Nats game on Monday.
Monday. So you're not worried? Well, that'll be in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So the salaries have been computed for this season. The average pay for a Major League Baseball player is $4.25 million.
Mm.
The average pay. Now, what does that take into account? Remember, was it this week or last week we were talking about Major League Football and basketball players? I think it may have been Monday, but not important. So if you didn't hear me talking about this, the point of focus are the players that you never hear about. There is how many, 11 on the roster of a football. You're going to have 11 guys on the field at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Half of them you don't know. You never heard of their names. They'll be gone before the end of the season.
Right.
Average life of a football player is 3 years in the NFL.
Right.
Average pay is $700,000.
Right.
And they only get paid when they work. If you don't work, you don't get paid. That is, if you're not on the field, you have an injury, you don't get paid. And they only pay them during the season. The only guys that make money, and they get this in bulk anyway, get paid.
Well, I mean, they have a contract. If they get paid, if they get hurt, they get paid.
I've heard that that's not the case. There are ways out of it. Well, the conversation, though, started, I remember, around, because this is March Madness or April Madness or whatever it is, these kids that get scholarships to go to school to play basketball, they get hurt, they can't play anymore. The scholarships
they lose the scholarship, yeah.
And they have to pay for their own get well.
Yep. Correct.
Yeah, okay, so I'm right on that score.
Yeah, and that's one thing that people are making a lot of noise about changing.
Right.
By the way, first game is Sunday night, Cardinals and Cubs, 8 o'clock, ESPN.
Where? St. Louis?
Chicago.
In Chicago,
Chicago?
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a baseball game when it was snowing?
I have not, Richie.
I was in an Orioles game and it was snowing, and they had to delay the game for 15 minutes because it was like white out, and the ball's white. I mean, so
I can't see it.
Can't see anything, so they had to. I think it was like a good 15-20 minute snow squall.
All right, so do we give in to the weather? Do we just stop having games start this early? Because it seems more and more in recent years, especially the first few games, are horrible.
You get to Colorado, Chicago. I mean, yeah.
No, they make enough. Get out there and play.
Okay. Well,
I just heard one of the Nationals just making a comment. He's like, I'm ready to head back to Chile, D.C., you know, because they're in Florida.
Yeah, so. Right, exactly. Hooray. 15 before the hour. Television report next year on Good Day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with a crop of new product solutions for this spring season. The Polar A300 Activity Tracker monitors steps, distance, calories, and sleep, even your heart rate with the optional H7 sensor. All of your data will sync to Polar's free app, too. It's waterproof, provides 4 weeks of battery life, and is available in 6 juicy interchangeable colors. The Victorinox Works Traveler 5.0 expandable carry-on packs more, weighs less, and offers 5 packing solutions. The intelligent Pack More system includes a divider, X-shaped compression straps, and a removable suitor for unlimited packing possibilities. It's available now at SwissArmy.com. Seagate's Personal Cloud is a sleek and secure device to back up and access all of your music, movies, and photos. Stream content from any mobile device or cast your content using Seagate's media app. The Personal Cloud allows secure access access and the ability to share your content from anywhere. 3 terabytes of storage starts at under $170. Freely's award-winning Black Cube cookware is the first hybrid pan that combines the benefits of stainless steel and easy cleanup options of nonstick. Safe for use with metal utensils, it features a raised stainless steel pixel pattern that protects the non-toxic, nonstick coating underneath. Dishwasher and oven safe, the cookware starts at under $60. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and MLS number
33. 50. Wait a minute. Where are we time-wise, Richie? Looks like 13 before the hour.
Don't look at me.
Thank you. I'm not looking at you. I can't look at you. This is radio.
There's a clock here somewhere. I don't know where it is.
All right. Richie and Kenny and I focused on television. There's a lot of controversy about this fellow, Trevor Noah. Is that how we pronounce his name? We talked about him yesterday.
Noah. Trevor Noah.
Yeah. The new host of The Daily Show. Apparently, he is responsible for some rather graphic tweets targeting Jewish people and women. And so the folks now at the Comedy Central Network are having to defend him. They say this is an unfair reflection of him and his comedy. To reduce my views to a handful of jokes that didn't land is not a true reflection of my character nor my evolution as a comedian. He posted this on his Twitter account, Mr. Noah, yesterday. A lot of people posted past tweets that people had deemed offensive. Comedy Central came to his defense, calling him a provocative comedian who spares no one, including himself. To judge him or his comedy based on a handful of jokes is not fair. Roseanne Barr, I'm looking at the tweet here from her. Says that he should cease to exist, more or less.
Wow. Anyway,
in 2009, he wrote, Richie, almost bumped a Jewish kid crossing the road. He didn't look before crossing, but still would have felt so bad in my German car.
Wow.
2012, this post derided Jewish chicks. 2011, jokes about a hot white woman. He has slammed various states in the United States, writing that when flying over the middle of the country, the turbulence is so bad it's like all the ignorance is rising through the air. That'll get him a lot of viewers.
So, you know, I give people a little bit of slack for being a comedian because they're going to be a little edgy. They're going to take a few shots, and but when you start picking on like one South religion Africa. Or you know, he's just taking shots at ignorant Americans.
Yeah.
So what really surprises me about this is that it's almost like it's a political campaign the way he's being attacked. They singled out 4 tweets out of like 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he has some 2 million followers who never complained about any of this
you'd
stuff.
You'd expect that. That's what you get now.
Yeah, and hey, listen,
on the other side of it. Yeah.
You know what? If I don't have near as many tweets as he did, but I'm sure that if everybody combed through all of my tweets or your tweets, Doug, or something like that, somebody would find something objectionable.
Yours would be bigoted, but not mine.
No, not bigoted, but objectionable.
Nah, nothing.
Somebody's going to find something objectionable about
Barbara Wawa. The Barbara Wawa fans are saying, you're making fun of her because you called her Barbara Wawa.
Hello. My name is Barbara Wawa.
All right. She is producing a new series on the Investigative Discovery Network. Who even knew that that existed? It's a fast growing network.
I can't even say Investigative Discovery Network.
She's presenting a series called American Scandal, looking back at well-known crimes where she actually was working on the story. So this is from the vault. Right? This is just a rehash of old stuff. Might be interesting, though. Barbara Wawa on the IG.
Sure.
51
yeah.
after on
Can't wait to see that.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Chris McFadden and Ken Kessler and Warren Eckstein here from the Pet Show to talk about your dog, your cat, your pet, and the story of a dog named Smiley that you will love in a moment. Plus, Warren has been talking about how dog kisses could be good for you. So I'm going to blow you a kiss right now, Warren, because I just kissed Charlotte. So from Charlotte's lips to my lips to your lips, it could be something.
I wouldn't worry about Charlotte, Warren, but I think Doug was just cleaning himself.
And I'm not feeling any better.
We'll get rid of that cold of yours by hook or by crook. 54 after the hour. Warren joins us for extended conversation in a moment here on Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week, get stunning Espresso Hevea 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood for just $2.99. Or natural strand bamboo for 41% less than our competitors. And 18-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, I got to tell this story on the air. Warren Eckstein and I had coffee and donuts the other day. I had a muffin, actually. You didn't even have a donut. Starbucks. What? Somebody at some point in time, Kenny, remind me of this. I want to know why they're called Starbucks. It just has nothing to do with Warren being here. I just want to know, we met at a Starbucks here in Santa Monica because Warren wanted to see how Charlotte was doing, and I wanted him to tell me what he thought about her in her current state. And, you know, you sit there, you watch these people going by and spending all this money. Take me there someplace at another time. I don't want to go there now, but it is amazing. Nice place to meet, though, on the sidewalk, watching all the dogs go by. And so you and I were talking about Charlotte and how you know it's time. When you get to a point, Charlotte's almost 15. A lot of people think that she doesn't have the same dignity that she did. Her quality of life isn't what it was. You've been around dogs. Your expertise is internationally known. So what do you say to people, never mind just to me, who have a dog that is their best favorite, closest being to them, and they resist? You know, my children have said to me they think that I ought to put Charlotte to sleep, and other people have said that, and I'm just not going to because I don't think she's ready. But what advice do you have for people who are in that predicament, as we discussed the other day, Warren?
Generally, the advice I have is not to take advice from other people. I think that's really an important aspect of it. You know, even when my dogs get older and my cats and whatever animals I'm working with, It's the person, the guardian that lives with them every day that could recognize the quality of life. You can look in their eyes. In your case, it's more difficult. But I saw Charlotte. Charlotte was in no pain that I could see. She was kind of happy, loved having a little rub on her back for me. So the only person that can make that decision, it could be an hour from now, it could be a week from now, it could be 6 months, it could be a year from now, is you. So I tell people, when you have a pet like that, every evening, sit down, speak to them. I promise you, they will let you know when the time to move on is ready.
But the important thing here, and this is the thing I worry about with Doug, because he loves that dog so much, is it's all about the dog. It's not about you. And I trust Doug, you to know that and to feel that and to not keep her around for you, that when it's her time, that you will know.
Well, I think that's what Warren and I were talking about, right?
But Rich has a point. There are certain people that may go beyond the point of quality of life just based on the fact they don't want to let go. And the deepest love you can have for anything is that ability to let go.
Yep. Here's the story about a dog, a blind dog, a service dog named Smiley, who was born without any eyes. It came from a puppy mill and was going to be put to death. This lady named Joanne George saved Smiley, and now he's working for the St. John Ambulance Therapy Dog Program, and I think that's in Utah, if I'm not mistaken. Teaching people not to dwell on a disability, and that's the best. You know, you have your dogs around and lessons from them. Imagine a dog that has no eyes, never had any eyes. Charlotte doesn't have any eyes now, but lived most of her life with them, and she teaches people at this facility how to live without their eyes.
It's amazing what animals can do.
Isn't it really? All right, Warren, thank you. You're amazing as well. 59 after on Good Day.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.